Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is AJ Ministries, House of Prophecy. I'm your host, AJC, and we're here to see you through the day. I tell you, I woke up this morning with a shout on my lips, with happiness in my heart, and joy. Joy all the way around. I tell you, today is that day. Today is that day that if you don't know, I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you that God is. And he thought about it. He ain't got to worry about it because God is. Oh, my God. I tell you, sometimes we fail to realize that God has been doing so much for us. We sit around and we whine and we cry and we're doing everything but giving God the glory. But I tell you, this morning, I got a voice. I got a shout in myself, and I want to give God some glory. On this station every morning, we get up and we do something different. See, everybody wants to wake up and preach this wonderful word. Everybody wants to wake up and prophesy all this stuff. But I tell you, God told me to wake up this morning, and he said, give him a shout. If you want to get a breakthrough, give him a shout. If you want to get a word into God, give him a shout and let him know that he's still God. He's going to be God today, tomorrow, and forevermore. He's going to do what he came to do. And if you're here with me, we're here to do the same thing. Let's give God a shout. Okay. Let me get some of the particulars done. Yes. We do have scriptures for you today. Just a couple, but we came here. Our main purpose to come here today was to tell God we still love him. We know that he's still in the blessing business and that he is the God of all gods. He's the Lord of lords and he's the King of kings. He's going to give us what we deserve, not what we ask for, but he's going to give us what we deserve. See, a lot of times you got this idea that God is a genie. He's supposed to rub him when you feel like, and then he's going to give you everything you want. But God ain't that kind of God. God ain't that kind of God. See, you got to know that when you go to God, you got to go to God with a pure heart. You got to go to God with a right spirit. You just can't go in there acting like you done did something so great that he's just going to bless you just for no reason. See, you've been running around doing everything you wanted to do. You've been running around acting big, bad, and broody. But God is here right now to say that I'm still in the blessed business. See, I woke up this morning, and I was talking to God. I said, God, I said, I get online, and I see some beautiful preaching. I hear some awesome word, and I see prophets all over the place just prophesying like crazy. But I look in the street, and I still see the same stuff going on. I don't see you gaining anywhere. I see people going to churches packed every week. But God, I don't see you in the street. I see the enemy in the street. I see the enemy on the internet. I see the enemy. Prevalent, more prevalent than ever before. But today, God said to me, he said, the reason why we don't see him and he ain't performing like we want him to is because. I said, God, because what? Because we have yet to come back to him and give him what he deserves. Give him what he asked for. Give him what he wants. I said, God, what do you want? He said, I want to be praised. If you got a voice to yell, if you got feet under your body, you ready to give God a shout today, let's dance for God today. Let's dance for God today. Let's give it back for God like he gave it to us. He didn't have to do it, but he did it anyway. He didn't have to come through it in the middle of the night, but he came through anyway. He didn't have to get your life right, but he did it anyway. God is God. Woo, God, I tell you, God, let me get some of this work done while I'm up here before I get started, before he take off, because he got a place to go today. He got a place for each and every one of us right now that we need to get to. You just can't wake up in the morning and think all is good, all is going right. You got to wake up in the morning and know that you're here because because of God's goodness. You hear because of God's grace. You hear again. So many of us are falling by the wayside, young, old, middle-aged, just falling down, and God kept you. That's a reason to celebrate all day long. See, you ain't me. You ain't me. You ain't wake up this morning and say to you, God, thank you. Thank you for just waking me up out of my bed. Thank you, God. Thank you for putting clothes on my back, a roof over my head. God, thank you for giving me a car to drive, a job to go through. God, thank you for keeping my family safe from all harm, hurt, and danger. You didn't wake up like that. So you didn't wake up with a smile on your face. You didn't wake up screaming and hollering about, thank you, Lord. I did, because I know that if tomorrow it can all be taken away. I know that tomorrow ain't promised to us. So today, we got to get up and be ready to tell God, thank you, Lord. That's that old time shout music. That's that music that gets you on your feet, boy, and you start dancing for hours. I remember we used to go to church, man. We would go to church. It would be 11 o'clock. Praise and worship start at 11 o'clock. We start praising at 11 o'clock, and sometimes we wouldn't be done praising and worship at 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon because God came into place and God took over. And I had a pastor. She did not care about praising God. She said, look, we're going to praise him. We're going to stay here till he moves. So right now, until we get through with him, we're going to stay here till he moves. Okay. You may not be me. You may not be like me. You may not know that God woke you up this morning. You may not understand that God is the one who healed you out of your off your deathbed. But if you ever stood before a judge, if you ever stood there and seen yourself facing some hard time, if you ever had your lights turned off, if you ever went to the refrigerator and had to make a choice between paying a bill or buying you food, then you know what I'm talking about. You got a reason to shout for God today. You got a reason. Give God his glory while he asking for it. Give God the glory right now. See, we got so much going on around our life today. We got so many people just dying, falling by the wayside. We got sin on every hand. We got the enemy coming into your own camp, into the churches, into the mosques, into the temples. We got sin coming all over the place, and we sitting back with our eyes wide shut. Sitting back for looking around and not seeing the enemy, only seeing God. But you got to know something. That the enemy is walking around seeking whom he can devour. And if he haven't got to you yet, you got a reason to thank God. If he haven't pulled your card yet, you got a reason to thank God. If he haven't took your life yet, you got a reason to praise God. So let's praise God this morning. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Hi, God, you're a good God. Woo, I'm telling you, I know. It's early for all this, right? It's early for all this. It ain't too early for me, though. It ain't too early. If you stay up all night listening to your club music, partying, smoking your little smoke and drinking your little drink, then you should be ready to wake up in the morning and say, God, you through another day. Because you know what? Last night could have been your last night. That could have been your last drink. That could have been your last smoke. You got to know that your heart only speaks because God said it. Your eyes only open because God said it. You're only alive today because God said it. And that's a reason all by itself to praise the Lord. Yeah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Praise him. Praise him while you can. Praise him with your symbols. Praise him with the voice of his righteousness. Praise the Lord. Oh, my God, my God, my God.
Woo, I tell you, sometimes I forget myself. I forget myself. I forget myself. Because you know what?
when I was coming up in the church, I had a pastor. She used to call me Shouting John. She used to call me Shouting John. Because whenever the Spirit moved me, I was that type of guy in church that when the Spirit moved me, I ain't hold back. I stood there for as long as I could, and but when it hit me, I let go. Wasn't no holding me back. I was going to give God everything I gave to the world. I was going to give him my undivided attention. I was going to give him my heart, my life, my joy. I was going to scream to the top of my voice. I was going to do everything I had to do to let God know that he was good to me, that I love him anyhow, that I stood on his righteousness, that I was doing the best I could. I may not have been perfect, but I'm doing the best I can to stand with you, God, and I'm thanking you for keeping me here another day. See, people don't understand today. You don't understand today that back in the 50s and 60s, people knew what they had to go through. You know, we were going through race riots. We were going through pains, and we didn't have with the number of people that didn't have to eat back then was almost double than it is today. We didn't have welfare and all those good stuff that they had then. We didn't have food stuff and stuff that they would do. We had to get out there, and you had to plow them fields. You had to do what you had to do to make ends meet. And today, I want you to know that God is still a keeper of the brethren. God is still a lover of my soul. God is still on the throne. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I know. Sometimes you think I'm losing my mind. You think I'm going crazy. But I'm not. I'm not going crazy. I done lost my mind for Jesus. I done lost my mind for God. I done lost my mind for all that he has for me. In the name of Jesus. I tell you today is one of them days. Today is one of them days. So I wanted to tell everybody that's visiting with us from Zeno FM, or they may be visiting with us from Blog Talk Radio, that we do have it on. Our system is now on iOS and Android, and you can download the app, and you can go forth with that music, with what you have, listening to us daily to encourage you, to go forth with you, to help you make another day, to make a better choice, to do things the way you would have, that God would have them to be done in your life. I tell you, I tell about testimony all the time, but if you knew me before I found God, if you knew how I was, the things I did. See, that's why when I talk about God, I got so much joy. I'm so elated when I talk about God. See, people don't know like I know. People that put me wasn't in the struggle that I was in. They may have similar struggles, but unless you was on that bed with me, laying in the jail cell beside me, you don't know what it's like to wake up in the morning and not know if you're going to make it through the day. Wake up in the morning and not know what you might eat or might not eat. Not knowing if somebody's going to try to take your life just for being who you are inside of a jail cell, and you ain't got nothing there but your life and your God. I tell you, sometimes you gotta bend down and you got to say, Lord, thank you for bringing me through. Thank you for bringing me through. Now, this is AJ Ministries House of Prophecy, and we do have prophetic words, and we do have teachings, and we do have all the regular stuff that a church has, but we do it all electronically. We are e-ministry because we want to reach out to everybody we can, every day we can. We want people to be able to contact us even when we in our bed sleep at night. If you hit us on our email or call us on the phone and don't nobody pick up right away, then they will contact you back. Believe me, this e-ministry is ready for work. We're here to help you find the Lord that we found. You see, the joy that you see in me, you can have it also. The joy that you hear in my voice, you can have it also. All you got to do is wake up and know that God is still in the blessing business. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So today, I'm going to say a couple of words because I'm going to shout myself happy. I'm going to send myself on my way and get out your path because I don't know if you're in the shower right now. I don't know if you're in the car riding to work or if you just laying in your bed listening to the radio. Wherever you are right now, God can be right where you are. God can get right to you. I don't care what you talk about. I don't care what you think. I don't care what people have told you. Until God says something different, he's waiting on you to talk to him. That's all. Yeah, I don't care what people told you. I don't care how they made you feel or whatever. God is waiting on you to talk to him. That's all. So if you want to find out how to get to God, if you're trying to figure out what it is, what's the secret to being saved and being happy and all those good things, I'm going to give you the secret right now. The secret to being happy is finding God. See, people ask me a question, why are you always happy? Why are you this? Why are you that? I found God. God ain't did nothing special for me than he did for everybody else. He'll do for you. He'll do for the next one. He ain't did nothing special. You know what he did? He said, son, I love you. If you follow my path, I'll show you a better way. And he showed me a better way. He got other people out here, got more money, got more bigger houses, got more cars, all that stuff up to me. But God gave me something that a lot of them can't say they gave. God gave me the peace that passes all understanding. And I thank God for my peace. Don't you know it's hard sometimes to just be in your house and not have peace? Don't you know it's hard when you got a long day at work, you come home and it's crazy and it's going on in your house. You just left a crazy job, now you get home and your house is going crazy. God gave me peace that passes all understanding. I tell you, when I think about this goodness and all that he's done for me, all I can do is cry, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. My God, my God, my God. Thank God for saving me. I tell you, you might not know it because ain't nobody told you before, but God loves you. God loves you today wherever you are right now. God loves you. God wants you to be blessed beyond belief. God wants you to be free from sin and shame. God wants you to be the utmost of yourself than you ever have been before. But he got to know this. If he gives you what you ask for, if you give you what you need, if he gives you these things, that you are going to be okay with receiving. See, you got to understand, you just don't, God just don't walk around and give $1 million out to everybody just for the fun of it. God don't do that. God ain't a fool. God ain't going to give you a Lamborghini in your front yard and then you can't afford to pay for it. What's he giving to you? If you can't pay for it, why he giving it to you? You know, he ain't going to give you a big house on the hill and then you be living house poor because that's the only thing you got. Every penny you got to go to the house. You ain't got no money to pay your bills or eat food or take care of your kids. So you living house poor. God said in his word that he's wise. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, wisdom. If you ask, well, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in a minute. But first thing we got to do is I want to thank everybody for coming by, visiting with us on our social media sites, on our websites, and everything else. I want to thank you for sowing into the ministry. I thank God that you have been a blessing to us here on the ministry. We are opening up a Patreon page very soon, and that Patreon page is going to have things that you can get on there. You know, I like to give somebody something. I mean, I know I want to give you God, but when you come to our Patreon page, when we have it up, we're going to have merchandise and things like that that you can purchase or for donations. It ain't care how much it is. It's a donation. You giving out of what you have. You giving out of your heart. We want to give you something back. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This ain't a. We ain't here to try to become millionaires. We ain't here to be try to be famous all over the world. We just want to be a blessing to your soul every day. We want to wake up and we want to know that we talking to somebody. Somebody out there is being blessed by what you have. What we doing right here on our station. And right here on our station, we want to say to you right now, we love you. We love you just the same. And if that ain't not enough, if anybody told you today, we appreciate you. Yeah, we appreciate you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. Because you, with the internet the way it is today, you can go to millions of sites. You can sit around and listen to thousands of pastors and preachers and prophets and everything else. You can listen to people that ain't even got a title sitting there just saying stuff. You can be wherever you want. But because you came by here, we thanking God that you came by here. My God, my God, my God. Oh, let me go on a little bit. Well, so today's scripture we're going to come from, the first scripture we're going to come from, is going to be from Matthew 11, 28 to 30. And this is the scripture that I tell you. People talk all the junk they want. People can say whatever they need to say, but I'm telling you right now, when God, see, you got to understand, I didn't write the Bible. I did not write the Bible. It was not me. But when I read that word, when I listen to what God has to say, when he opens his heart day by day to me, I say, God, how did you know what I need? It's like whenever I open up the Word of God, the moment I open up that Bible, I don't care where I open it up at, wherever he sent me to, when I open up that Word of God, it's right what I need, exactly what I want. It's right there in front of me, and he's doing his thing. I don't know how it is. I don't know how he do it. It's just, he's just a wonderful God. He's just a perfect God. He's just the Father of all fathers. He is the life giver. He is Emmanuel, El Shaddai, and Elohim. He is God all by himself. Anyway, this morning he woke me up, and he gave me a scripture. The scripture he gave me was Matthew 11. So I said, okay, Matthew 11. But he took me to the verses 28 to 30. 28 to 30. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. When you get a chance to read Matthew 11, read Matthew 11 and catch these verses. Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See, that first scripture alone called me. If you're tired, if you got things on your back, if it's heavy right now, he's going to give you rest already. Oh, my God. You don't understand. You don't. You ever just wanted to be in your house and just rest? Not hear nobody, kids calling your name. Not hear nobody doing no movement. Just lay there and quiet and rest. Rest your bones. Rest your mind. Rest your heart. He said, come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, my God, my God. Many a days I say I could have used me some rest. I could have used me some rest. But I thank God that he gives me all the rest I need right now. He gives me all the rest I need right now. Every day I wake up, every day I lay my head down, I'll sleep in peace. I ain't worried about nobody coming through my front door or my back door. I ain't worried about nobody taking what I got. I ain't worried about this stuff. You know what? Because all I got that I really can't replace is my God. God is the only thing that I can't replace. See, I think about the story of Job. Job lost all he had, including his children. But Job was so focused on loving God that he wouldn't deny God. He wouldn't turn his face from God. Brian, give me a Job heart. Give me a Job heart that I know that regardless of what I lose, I'll always have my God. I'll always have my God. 29 says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Oh, my God, my God. He said, learn of me. Learn of me. Take my yoke on you and learn of me. See, you got to know who you're in love with. You got to know who you're giving your life to. You got to know who it is on the other side that's saying it's all right with you. See, you got to know that your God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. You got to know that he's going to give you the desires of your heart. You got to know, you got to know that God is still in control of everything. So the only way you can know these things is by taking your time out to learn of them. Learn of God. Learn about his goodness. Learn about his blessings. Learn about his word. See, back in the day, you had to, all they had was the King James version of the Bible. So you had to, everybody was pushed towards reading the King James. And I can say, like, without a question of a doubt, that the King James Bible was a beautiful Bible and it speaks eloquently, but it's one of the hardest Bibles you can learn to read. But I found out now, they got hundreds of versions of the Bible. They got hundreds of versions of the Bible. There is no reason for you not to be able to read the Bible. They even got now today where the Bible will read to you. You go on Google and you find the Bible, and they have the Bible set up where you ain't even got to have to read. It'll read the word to you daily. There's no excuse not to know about God. There's no excuse not to be in there with God. There's no excuse not to say that the word set me free. You know why? Because I've been doing this thing 20-plus years. So let me tell you something. 20-plus years, I done seen my share of miracles. I done heard my share of lies and pain, and I've been through the fire, and I've been crushed like a grape. But through it all, oh, my God, through it all, God, our God is still a way maker like never before. God is still a way maker. Verse 30 says, for my yoke is easy
and my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's why he wants to lift your burdens off you. He wants to lift your pains, your anxiety. He says, lay your cares on me, for I care for you. You don't understand. This is a God that loves you. He cares about what you're going through. You just got to be willing to lay your life down and say, God, here I am. Without one push, yeah, this, you know what's going on, God. I don't have this. I need that. My kids is doing that. My wife is this. My husband is that. Whatever the case might be, he want to hear your cry. He want to hear you. That's why I say God is just waiting for us to come back to him, to get back down on our knees and say, Lord, here I am. Lord, take me back once again. Lord, set me free from this sin and shame. Lord, here I be, God. Oh, my say. See, a lot of times people don't understand, but God ain't here hiding from you. You hear from God. God ain't turned his back on you. You turned your back from God. God ain't take nothing from you. You took from God, because God gave you a try and he took it. I'll tell you, I'm tired of waking up and lying. I'm tired of people making excuses for themselves and telling them, saying what they did and what they didn't do and all this and this, that, and that. I don't listen. Every day you wake up, you're in better shape than somebody else. And you got to understand, this is America. You know, they have countries out here that don't even have welfare, food kitchens and all those things that we have over here. So you better off. We got housing. They'll help you get a house, a roof over your head. If they can't, they'll put you in a place at least for overnight for you to stay. It may not be the best. It may not be the roof, but it's a roof over your head. They got places in India and in Africa that people are sleeping out on rocks. They don't have clean drinking water or a place to wash their clothes. Dysentery and everything else going on, and you sitting right here whining and crying about your cushy life. God and God blessed you already by living in this land of America. And then you get over here and you act like you done lost your mind. See, you lost your mind. I say you lost your mind. I say you lost your mind because you wake up in the morning and you doing all this and you doing all that. And God said to you, he said, I love you. I love you, son. And you said to him, I love you too, God. Till he don't do something for you. Who I'm talking to right now? Till he don't do something for you. Till you want that new car and he can't get it. Till that boy or girl say something wrong. Till somebody in your household make you mad. Now you mad at God. You mad at God because you didn't get that promotion at your job. You mad at God because you didn't get that new car, that big old house. You mad at God. But God didn't do it. You did it. Oh, God. See, sometimes we fail to understand that this thing is a two-way street. You got to give as good as you get. You got to give as good as you get. You got to give as good as you get. See, you got to give God his glory. You got to give God his praise. You got to give God as good as you get from God. Today I want to say something to somebody. I want to say it, and I'm going to leave you with it. Because it is what it is. God is waiting on you. All you got to do is step into the fire and let him go. Let him go through your spirit. Let him go through your house. Let him go through your heart. So as I leave you today, Zeno FM, Blog Talk Radio, as I leave you today, stop worrying about tomorrow. Make today your holiday. Scream out for God and scream out with AJC. Because we're here. Let's praise him together. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.